Operator.
I'd like to make a collect call to Portland, Oregon, but I don't know the number.
Do you have the name and address of the party?
Yes, I do. It's Henry Liu, 451 Madison Drive.
One moment, please. The number is 587-6209. May I have your name, please?
Jim Singh.
And your number, please?
564-7582.
Will this be person-to-person or station-to-station?
Station-to-station.
Just a moment, please. This is long distance. I have a collect call for anyone from Jim Sung. Will you accept the charge?
Yes, I will.
Thank you. Go ahead, please.
Hello, operator. I'd like to make a long-distance call to New York, person-to-person.
May I have the name of your party?
Jim Hinn.
And his number?
741-1111.
One moment, sir.
Connect me with the overseas operator, please.
Overseas operator.
I'd like to place an overseas call to Taipei, Taiwan.
Person to person or station to station call, sir.
Person to person, please. I'd like to speak to Mr. Tan. That's spelled T-A-N. The number is area code 03-445-8421.
Thank you, sir. Your number, please?
My number is 628-6423.
And your name?
Charlie Hinn.
Thank you, Mr. Hinn. Please hang up the receiver and wait. I'll call you back when your party is on the line.
Yes, thank you. Hello?
Mr. Song?
Yes.
There's a call for you from Mr. Brown of JT Hot Company.
Oh, yes. Please put him on. Hello. This is Song speaking.
World Travel Service, may I help you?
Yes, I'd like to speak to Mr. Wong in the International Department.
Just a moment, please. I'm sorry, Mr. Wong's line is busy. Will you hold on, please?
Yes.
Thank you for waiting. I'll connect you.
Thank you. Hello. May I speak to Mr. Wong, please?
I'm sorry, sir, but Mr. Wong is not in right now.
When do you expect him back?
He should be back by 3. Would you like to leave a message?
Yes. Would you have him call me back? My name is Song. I'm at the Drake Hotel, room 621.
All right, Mr. Song. I'll give him your message.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye. 1. Can you give me the number of a Mr. Henry Cole, please? 2. Do you have a number listed for a Mr. Robert A. Brown in Manhattan? 3. I'm trying to locate the number of a Mr. Henry Cole. 4. I believe he lives on Smith Street. 5. I'm not quite sure, but I think he lives on King Street. 6. Give me long distance, please. 7. Long distance, please, person to person. 8. Operator, I'd like to make a collect call, please. 9. Operator, I'd like to call Taipei, please, station to station. 10. Hello, is this Mr. Brown? 11. Who's calling, speaking, please? 12. This is Mr. Song at the Tower Hotel. 13. This is Mr. Song speaking. 14. I'd like to speak to Mr. Brown, please. 15. Is Mr. Thomas in? 16. Hold on, please. 17. When will he be back? 18. Please tell him Mr. Song called. 19. Please ask him to call me back. 20. This is an emergency call. 21. Please connect me with the police station. 22. Extension 947, please. 23. I'm sorry, I have the wrong number. 24. I'm afraid you have the wrong number. 25. Call me at the hotel tonight. 26. I'll call you in the morning. 27. Give me room service. The front desk. 28. Why don't you call me at the hotel tonight?
Hello, is this Mrs. Gregory?
Yes.
This is Terry Kinn speaking. I was wondering if you'd mind if I dropped in for a few minutes this evening. That is, if you're not going to be busy.
Not at all, Terry. We'd love to have you over. What time can we expect you?
About 7:30.
Fine. We'll be waiting for you. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Hello?
Hello. This is Mary Tan. May I speak to Dr. Finch?
This is Dr. Finch.
Oh, hello, Dr. Finch. You probably don't remember me, but I'm a student in your English composition class. I have a rather important problem concerning my employment after graduation. Would you mind if I called on you to discuss it?
Not at all. When would you like to come over?
If you're not busy tomorrow afternoon, I'd like to come then.
Well, tomorrow is rather inconvenient. Could you come this afternoon around 3?
Yes, that'll be fine. Thank you very much.
Not at all. Thanks for calling. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Professor Whitney speaking.
Hello, Professor Whitney. This is the Ibn Khan Publishing Company, Mr. Tan. We were wondering if you could speak at an English symposium we're sponsoring.
Well, perhaps. When's it going to be held?
On May 25th at 4 o'clock. That's a Saturday afternoon.
And what did you want me to speak about?
If it's all right with you, we'd like to have you speak on English pattern practice and oral drill in junior high schools.
That's fine. It so happens I've been doing some research on that subject recently. How long would you like it?
About an hour, with 15 or 20 minutes afterwards for questions.
All right. I'll be glad to do it.
Thank you. The terms we're considering are the same as last time. Will that be satisfactory?
Yes, that'll be fine. And where's the place?
The Dr. Sun Yat-sen Memorial Hall. We'll send a car to pick you up at 3.
Taipei Foreign Sales Company.
May I have your personnel department, please?
Just a moment, please.
Personnel department, Mr. Hobart speaking.
I'm calling about your ad in this morning's paper.
Oh, yes. Are you interested in doing some work in foreign trade?
Yes, sir. May I have your name, please?
Tom Koh.
Thank you. Are you a university graduate?
Yes. I graduated from Taiwan University last year. I majored in economics.
Have you had any experience?
Just a little. Mostly part-time work.
I see. Well, frankly, we're looking for an experienced person. But your English sounds pretty good. Perhaps we could train you ourselves. Could you come over to see me this afternoon?
Yes, sir. What time?
About 3.
Yes, sir. I'll be there.
Please bring a copy of your personal history statement, too.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'll see you this afternoon, then. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Hello. Hello. Did you have an ad in yesterday's paper?
Yes, we did. But I'm afraid position's already been filled.
I see. Well, thank you just the same.
I'm sorry. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Hello.
Hello. I'm calling about your ad for a babysitter.
Oh, yes.
I'm a student at Tsinghua Women's College. I'm free every day after 5 o'clock.
I see. Well, we're looking for someone for the evenings. Perhaps you could come over and see me.
Yes, I'd be glad to. When would be convenient?
Well, today's not so good. How about tomorrow morning?
I'm sorry, but I have classes in the morning. Would the afternoon be inconvenient?
No, I don't think so. About 4?
Yes, that'd be fine.
Good. May I have your name?
Yes, Debbie Chen.
I see. Well, thank you for calling, Miss Chen.
Not at all.
Hello, Johnson's residence.
May I speak to Mrs. Johnson, please?
May I have your name?
McCarthy.
Thank you. Just a moment, please.
Hello? Hello, Grego's residence.
I'd like to speak to Mr. Grego, please.
I'm sorry, but he's out now. Is there any message?
Well, what time do you expect him back?
I'm sorry, I don't know.
Then please ask him to call Mr. Franks at 761-2334.
Yes, sir. Hello?
Hello, is Mr. Jones there?
I'm sorry, you must have the wrong number.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Johnson Smith and Company.
Please connect me with the advertising department.
Just a moment, please.
Johnson Smith and Company, advertising department.
May I speak to Mr. Gray?
This is Gray speaking.
Baker Foreign Trading Company.
May I speak to Mr. Baker?
Who's calling, please?
Mr. Grindle.
Just a moment, please. Hello, Victor's Publishing Company.
I'd like to speak to Miss Phillips, please.
I'm sorry, she isn't in now. May I have her call you?
No, that's all right. I'll call again later.
May I have your name, please?
Cunningham.
Thank you.